comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
92 degrees in Lawrence, feels like it's 102. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night. It's 3:06.
From NPR News, this...
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 in Lawrence, also 91.3 in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. 3:36, we are going to tell you about Telemundo. The World Cup is drawing a record number of viewers in the U.S. Many of them are watching on Telemundo, though they speak not a word of Spanish.
The numbers show that basically half of the country is watching the World Cup in Spanish.
We'll tell you what makes Telemundo's coverage of the game so riveting, even if you don't speak any Spanish. I know it's the way I've been watching it. Coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Fed Mireille Prahl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We do have an extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock Saturday night. Heat index values as high as 110, more likely right around 105. It's just ugly out there. Humid conditions today, highs and lower 90s. Tomorrow, humid conditions, highs and lower 90s. The next day, humid conditions, highs in the mid-90s. Just get used to this. Stay cool if you can. Check on your neighbors. Take some extra care with your pets. It's 92 degrees in Topeka. Feels like it's 102. The time is 3:20.
Party, the fireworks, outdoors, and stay safe on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Hydration headlines tomorrow on Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 102. If you happen to be in Chanute, it's 90, but it feels like 97. It's 3:30.
Says temperatures hit 100 in Central Park in New York City this afternoon at 2 p.m., 101 in Philadelphia, and also 101 in Washington, D.C. All of this is ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend of parades, picnics, and concerts. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The next Kansas governor will decide the future of the state's AI policy. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains how one candidate says the technology could make government more efficient.
Republican candidate for Governor Scott Schwab says he wants to expand AI to improve customer service. He points to Maine, a state that uses a digital assistant to answer routine questions, allowing employees to focus on more complex work.
That saves us hundreds of calls a day.
Schwab says AI should supplement, not replace human workers, and he believes it can improve government efficiency while saving taxpayer dollars. Democratic candidate Cindy Holscher says the new technology is important, but AI should not be used to balance the budget on the backs of workers. Other candidates did not respond to questions about AI. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A lawsuit heading to the Kansas Court of Appeals could make it harder for cities to reject citizen petitions over taxes. Rachel Schnelli has that story.
At issue is a petition in Topeka requesting a public vote if the city wanted to raise the total amount of property tax collections. The city rejected it, and a judge later agreed. The ruling said the property tax rate is a complicated administrative issue that is daunting and requires expertise. In an appeal, supporters of the initial petition say local tax rates are inherently a legislative issue that residents should be directly involved in. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
The small northeast Kansas town of St. Mary's is caught up in a dispute between the Vatican and a breakaway faction of the Catholic Church. St. Mary's, Kansas is the home of a large church built by the Society of St. Pius X. That's a group that opposes reforms instituted by the Vatican in the 20th century. Today, the Society consecrated four bishops in defiance of Pope Leo XIV. Early today, the Vatican issued a decree excommunicating the four bishops, as well as the two bishops who consecrated them. The decree was reported by the Catholic News Service, EWTN. The Vatican has also declared the Society of St. Pius X to be, quote, in schism. It's believed a majority of St. Mary's 2,700 residents belong to the society. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
On the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's those late night favorites, the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Be sure to join us live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, the President of the United States made more than $1 billion with a B dollars through cryptocurrency businesses in 2025. That has raised, as you might gather, some fairly serious ethics concerns.
He's very involved in setting crypto policy and at the same time profiting from crypto ventures.
Meanwhile, many people who actually bought into those ventures lost a lot of money, with a capital A, lot of money. We'll take a closer look coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
It is hot, and it is going to continue to be hot. I don't know what else to tell you about that. An extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Lawrence and Topeka in particular. Heat index values up to 110 at times, probably more likely hovering right around 105 for the next few days. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's all in California or from all agents. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
How do you celebrate America's 250th birthday outdoors when a heat wave is broiling several states? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR stations. Morning edition is the show you will hear. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up again in 1 minute. It is 4 o'clock.
All in one place. More at schwab.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
92 degrees in Lawrence, feels like it's 102. We have an extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. At 4:36, the Education Department has been collecting civil rights data about things like bullying, harassment, and disability services in schools. And it's been doing this for a very long time, but it hasn't made the latest information public. Why is that? Janaki Mehta will tell us. Then rumors are flying that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. A reporter from Page Six is on the case.
What we know so far is 1,000 guests and just a huge party. And apparently the Knicks are invited to the wedding too.
We'll tell you more about what could be a major celebrity event. I personally think it'd be hilarious if it's all like a big fake out and they're doing it in Swope Park in KC. I just think that'd be a hoot. You can do Aaron Lawrence, Rock Chalk Park, you know, what the heck. But we'll find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
Extreme heat warnings in effect throughout portions of the KPR listening area through 8 o'clock Saturday night. Heat index readings well into the hundreds.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
A heat wave is broiling several states just in time for America's 250th birthday celebration. So how do you do the outdoor picnic, the cookout, the big party, the fireworks, outdoors, and stay safe? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up on the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 92 degrees in Topeka. Feels like it's 102. It's 4:30.
Very polite manner, how Steve Witkoff came to Russia, what they have to do. Quickly sit, negotiate, stop this war.
Peace talks to end the war have stalled for months. Ukraine's foreign minister calls it a night of terror and urges more international support for air defenses. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas reported today that total tax collections for June of 2026 were $1.07 billion, just about $33.5 million above the estimate. Total tax collections were up 1% from June of 2025. Individual income tax collections were $490 million. That's $25 million above the estimate, about 5.4%. Individual income tax collections were up 4% from June of 2025, and corporate income tax collections were $185.1 million, about 4% above the estimate. The next Kansas governor will decide the future of the state's AI policy. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains how one candidate says the technology could make government more efficient.
Republican candidate for governor Scott Schwab says he wants to expand AI to improve customer service. He points to Maine, a state that uses a digital assistant to answer routine questions, allowing employees to focus on more complex work.
That saves us hundreds of calls a day.
Schwab says AI should supplement, not replace human workers, and he believes it can improve government efficiency while saving taxpayer dollars. Democratic candidate Cindy Holscher says the new technology is important, but AI should not be used to balance the budget on the backs of workers. Other candidates did not respond to questions about AI. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A lawsuit heading to the Kansas Court of Appeals could make it harder for cities to reject citizen petitions over taxes. Rachel Schnelli has that story.
At issue is a petition in Topeka requesting a public vote if the city wanted to raise the total amount of property tax collections. The city rejected it, and a judge later agreed. The ruling said the property tax rate is a complicated administrative issue that is daunting and requires expertise. In an appeal, supporters of the initial petition say local tax rates are inherently a legislative issue that residents should be directly involved in. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
Humid conditions tonight with a low in the mid-70s. Humid and hot again tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week's Retro Cocktail Hour brings you Mr. Bongo in Paris, Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads, and the exotic percussion of Martin Denny. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us on this hot, sticky day. Appreciate you tuning in to KPR. Lots of places you could get your news. Thank you so much for choosing us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 5:01. Then at 5:06, average wages in the U.S. have risen 3.5% from a year ago. But economists, as it turned out, are not super jazzed about that.
Unfortunately, almost all of that will likely get eaten up by inflation.
New figures from the Labor Department also reveal a job market that's cooling off, unlike the temperatures elsewhere in the nation. Scott Horsley will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Extreme heat warning in effect till 8 o'clock Saturday night for much of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence and Topeka. The rest of the area gets a heat advisory through at least 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Check with the National Weather Service for the latest. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things Considered.
Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at Schwab.com.
How do you celebrate America's 250th birthday outdoors when a heat wave is broiling several states? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition starts off your day with the very latest news, and Tom Parkinson will have your local news. We're live. We're Loken. That's what we're doing. We're local. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 5 o'clock.
Racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, feels like it's 102. 90 degrees in Emporia, where it feels like it's 101. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up, we have news headlines at 5:30. After that, we will learn more about the joys of watching the World Cup on Telemundo. Even if you don't speak any Spanish, that story and much more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Sorry, I just can't help but smile when there's a Dennis Lynn song going on in the background. You know, he wrote it for Arthur Alexander. Elvis Presley covered it. Anyway, just makes me laugh, all the hot weather songs that we're hearing today. Stay tuned. You know, our mission at KPR is to provide listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond, and that's why we want to hear from you. We have an annual survey, and we would like you to take it. The Media and Technology Survey, it's available at kansaspublicradio.org. Let us know how you consume news and music and entertainment. Help us understand your needs and your habits so we can serve you better. Again, just visit us at kansaspublicradio.org and take the survey today. An extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night. Right now it's 93 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 102. It is 5:20.
NPR News.
A heat wave is broiling several states just in time for America's 250th birthday celebration. So how do you do the outdoor picnic, the cookout, the big party, the fireworks, outdoors, and stay safe? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Fed Mireille Prahl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. I'll have a quick overview of the weather as well. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. 92 degrees in Topeka. Feels like it's 102. The time is 5:30.
NPR News. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The state of Kansas reported today that total tax collections for June of 2026 were $1.07 billion. That's about $33.5 million above the estimate. Total tax collections were up 1% from June of 2025. The next Kansas governor will decide the future of the state's AI policy. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains how one candidate says the technology could make government more efficient.
Republican candidate for Governor Scott Schwab says he wants to expand AI to improve customer service. He points to Maine, a state that uses a digital assistant to answer routine questions, allowing employees to focus on more complex work.
That saves us hundreds of calls a day.
Schwab says AI should supplement, not replace human workers, and he believes it can improve government efficiency while saving taxpayer dollars. Democratic candidate Cindy Holscher says the new technology is important, but AI should not be used to balance the budget on the backs of workers. Other candidates did not respond to questions about AI. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A lawsuit heading to the Kansas Court of Appeals could make it harder for cities to reject citizen petitions over taxes. Rachel Schnelly has that story.
At issue is a petition in Topeka requesting a public vote if the city wanted to raise the total amount of property tax collections. The city rejected it, and a judge later agreed. The ruling said the property tax rate is a complicated administrative issue that is daunting and requires expertise. In an appeal, supporters of the initial petition say local tax rates are inherently a legislative issue that residents should be directly involved in. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Kansas Attorney General is refusing to represent a state lawmaker being sued for allegedly violating the Kansas Open Records Act. The Kansas Reflector accuses State Senator Renee Erickson of violating the act by, quote, failing to produce requested records in a reasonable amount of time and improperly redacting parts of those records. But in a move that has surprised some lawmakers, Attorney General Kris Kobach has declined to represent Erickson in the suit. Instead, the Reflector reports, the legislature will pay an out-of-state lawyer $20,000 to handle Erickson's defense. A spokesperson for the Attorney General said he declined to represent the lawmaker due to, quote, a conflict of interest. Extreme heat warnings are in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for portions of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence and Topeka. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low in the mid-70s. Humid tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. Humid tomorrow night with lows only getting into the mid-70s. Still humid on Independence Day. Slight chance of showers and storms. Highs on the 4th in the mid-90s.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Coming up on KPR, we have news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, the president made more than $1 billion through cryptocurrency businesses in 2025. Lots of people have some ethics concerns about this.
He's very involved in setting crypto policy and at the same time profiting from crypto ventures.
Meanwhile, many of the people who actually bought into those ventures, turns out, lost a lot of money. They have all the letters in caps here on my copy. A closer look coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
91 degrees in Manhattan, feels like it's 99. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
How do you celebrate America's 250th birthday outdoors when a heat wave is broiling several states? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Zay Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.